When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Going to have our college check-in with Doc Walker here momentarily. Just sprinkling a little college football. My nephew was at college game day over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And I watched a little bit because my brother had it on and watching college football on Saturday, watching college game day, which I know Jason reveres and
loves.
Where
was it this week?
Penn State.
At Penn State.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, it's great to have a team like Penn State where you win consistently, but they haven't beaten Ohio State since 2016.
And isn't Franklin like one?
So Trace McSorley was there.
I think Franklin's 1-14 against top five opponents.
He is.
1-14.
He's 4-20 against Michigan and Ohio State. And believe me, the Penn State fans are tired of it. You saw the back and forth when he was walking to the tunnel.
Yep.
That happens all the time up there.
I'm sure it does.
But some Penn State fans are like, who do you want to hire then? You know, give me a guy. Right. Give me a guy in here who can beat Ohio State consistently or just half the time.
Right.
Or Michigan. So
Or a third of the time.
Yeah. Look, I'm with you. Because if you're Penn State, you're judged by those games. Now, they may still make the playoff.
Mm-hmm.
But the head-to-heads against Ohio State and Michigan are just critical within the conference. And now the conference is tougher because you got Oregon there.
I believe his contract, though, he signed a 10-year extension for $70 million.
Oh, he's got a huge contract.
I think
contract.
His contract goes through 2031.
Yeah, his buyout would be outrageous.
Now, but, that happened with Jimbo Fisher, right? They bought him out, gave him a ton of money. It's not unprecedented, but...
I don't think it's going to happen, but yes, you can see the pressure on him for those particular games. Not just that, but the way they lost. I mean, you get first and goal from the 5-yard line, and you got four plays, and you can't punch it in.
Yeah, they had multiple trips inside the red zone and just came up empty.
Yep. And you got to get the ball to your best player, which is Tyler Warren.
It's hard to root for a team when Penn State and Ohio State are playing each other when I'm watching, but I think I have to root for Ohio State there.
Hmm. Because
I'm pulling
for because of being a Terp?
Yeah, it's just I can't root for Penn State.
Yeah,
could never root for them. So yeah, but don't love rooting for Ohio State.
You can't root for either.
It's two evil empires facing off against each other. You have to pick the lesser of the two.
Ohio State feels less evil.
Ohio State
to a Terp.
Less evil.
Yes,
because the memories of drubbings at the hands of Penn State over the years between Penn State and Maryland. I mean, you guys were there when it was at Kajana Carter.
Yes.
Went absolutely nutso on the Terps back in the day. Like
Crick almost got killed by the bookie.
You don't forget those things.
The bookie comes up to him in the row.
The other thing about it, and we've talked about this throughout the college season, how much the game has changed. And this year you're going to have the 12-team playoff. Mm-hmm. And you have all the guys making their NIL money and transfer portal. I believe on game day they said out of the top 25 teams, do you know how many quarterbacks are transfers?
A dozen,
the majority.
Maybe more.
13.
Right.
Yeah, and they're all getting paid.
And then my
brother
was talking about the Miami quarterback who might win the Heisman.
Cam Ward.
He said, now, I don't know, I didn't fact check my brother, but he's an alum, and that's the program he loves the most. Making $5 million. Mm. Five milli.
It's
absurd.
It's not out of the question.
But that's the landscape of college football now.
So he was like, well, why isn't Maryland better? You can't compete with $5 million.
No, of course.
He's like, what
not
about Kevin Plank money? I'm sure eventually he'd get sick of giving money.
Dude, somebody told me last year, directly involved with all that I think Maryland's total budget for NIL was like $2
million. Mm-hmm.
For all sports.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then you
who's NILing for the minor sports?
Well, I'm just saying, basketball right. and
well,
football.
Well, that's why Hunter Dickinson, who wanted to go to Maryland, he was very interested in Maryland, went to Kansas because the money was better.
Right.
He also felt like, okay, I can win a national championship at Kansas. But if the money was equal, I bet you would have stayed.
Right.
He needed to call, is it Sergey Brin, the Google guy? Went to Maryland? Call him. You need to get a pipeline to him immediately.
All right, looks like I can tell they're trying to get Doc lined up. Is he on the phone? He's going to just ditch the thing.
Let's just do the phone.
Yeah.
Makes it easier.
All right, time for our colleague check-in with our pal, Rick Doc Walker.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
Hey, you know what? Since you love talking about the big guys up front in the offensive line, why don't we start there? What have you seen from this offensive line all season long?
Well, consistency. The thing is, these guys are, I mean, Tyler, badass. I mean, this guy is knocking people off blocks. These guys have a real bond. You know, we talk a lot of crap. We have a bond. In the States, you guys have a bond.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference, man. Everybody can have a job, but not everybody enjoys going to work. These guys enjoy going, even though they get in the bag and they're doing well doing it. That's the difference. And then when you get some success going with it, I mean, it reminds me of Joe's first year. We lose five and you get going. Once you get momentum going, the people may not think you're that good, but you know from within that you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you need, man.
And Doc,
a little bit of confidence and you're off and running.
Doc, you tweeted yesterday at Rick Doc Walker, C-Rod is a rumbler. And that's a guy who got an opportunity with Brian Robinson out, and he made the most of it. And look, there aren't going to be a lot of pretty runs from him, but that doesn't matter. Like, he's just putting his head down, and he's getting you like 5 yards, five tough yards, and he did it repeatedly yesterday. He could not have been more key in that win.
I felt that against the Ravens, that we didn't have a thump without B-Rob. And you're going to have injuries. You got to be able to play without people. And so when you have a roster, and I mean, these guys have done a fabulous job building this roster. You got to have people to complement others. I didn't think we were strong without B-Rob. Now I know we can win without B-Rob. I love Eckler. Love him when he's on. I mean, love this guy to death.
Mm-hmm.
But we needed a thumper. And I think we showed now the depth of the roster expanded.
What do you think? We kind of talked about this earlier, Doc. Obviously, the team is for real. Okay, they're leading the division. They got a massive game with the Eagles in a couple weeks, Thursday night game. But are you okay with not making any moves at the trade deadline and standing pat with this roster, or do you think they should? And I'm not talking about a major move. I'm not talking about trading a second round pick for somebody, but. Are you okay with making, you know, a minor move or two where you're giving up a fifth or a sixth to make the defense a little bit better?
Bish, whatever they do,
mm-hmm.
I back it.
Okay. All right.
I don't have to micromanage anymore. In other words, we don't have to play fantasy anymore. We actually have professionals that are running the program. So you can actually function on your family, your lawn, winterizing your house. You can do other things now. Because you don't have to do their job. That's the beauty of this. And you can just ride along with it and know that whatever they do is the best possible decision that could have been made. We don't have to have name brand. They get guys they know fit their system. Everybody's talking about receivers. Well, we got receivers. We got people we can't even get the ball to. Mm-hmm. But when they call on them, they're ready. So I don't know what more you want. I mean, it's like people used to say, like, with the Smurfs, people thought it was cute and joke. Nobody was better than those guys because they got the job done. Now, they were guys taller, faster, bigger, all that. But in terms of production, got the job done. And that's really all you look for right now. Who's going to get the job done?
Hey, Doc, one of those guys that fits that description is Noah Brown at wideout. Like a guy, the Texans are just like, you know what? We don't need this guy. We don't need him in our room. And Adam Peters was like, okay, we'll take him. There's something to work with there, big physical guy. And he had one catch yesterday where he just got blown up by a guy. I think it was late in the game. It wasn't the longest catch, but he held on to the ball. Like, that's a tough dude right there.
you know, you mention these guys, and it's really like, it's not about notoriety for them. It's about camaraderie. And we've heard this crap before, past teams, when we had these con artists in running the program. Now, you can just see it. Starts with teams. Special teams. And we noticed it, and you guys talked about it a lot. Kickoff coverage. Not when just one guy making plays. It's a number of guys. You need a roster now to watch these guys. Because you're going, who is that? Who is that? And guys just keep stepping up. It's almost like callers now. We're getting what a lot of new callers. People coming out of the woodworks. And you can see it now. It's like the night of the living dead. People coming back. You see colors. And you see their colors. Because their colors are a little bit different than our colors were. Now you're starting to see them blend. And you're starting to see more of it. It's a beautiful thing. And it's a week-to-week process, day-to-day. And you just got to hope that they keep grinding. And why wouldn't they? I mean, we haven't even gotten to gobble-gobble yet. Mm-hmm. And you know that's when the stuff really breaks off, Thanksgiving. And we're positioned perfectly.
Yeah, it's been an unbelievable start. And Jason, you know, we kicked around. He kind of asked you a little earlier about, you know, like, would they make a move, you know, especially with Saquon coming up and the kind of year he's having. But I don't even know what they would, like, I feel like they're kind of locked in. Like, these are our guys. Like you mentioned, offensively, like, everyone's talking about receiver. Our receivers are doing great. They're fine. And listen, I definitely agree we need to do better against the run, but what are we going to cut Fedarian Mathis or something? Like, you know, our linebackers.
Have you seen the way he's playing?
Yeah, I'm just saying, yeah, like, what are we going to do? Like, I think these are our guys. We just have to play better.
Yeah, you got guys on the practice squad. What we got to do is just eliminate errors, which every team is trying to do. Mm-hmm. It's a self-inflicted wound. And sometimes you're going to play people that are just better individually. Mm-hmm. So you double them. Mm-hmm. Or you slide the pocket away. Or you roll away. Finally, we have a difference maker. And that's with the quarterback position. Then you get a guy who's a freak at the quarterback position. And then now you're getting people just, I mean, it's just like McCaffrey, who's, I love this dude. And I keep, he's inches away from being a difference maker. Hell of a player. But he's inches away from changing things. Missed a touchdown by just a smidge. He's always around action. Those are the kind of guys we have now. Call them blue collar. Call them lug nut guys. Whatever you want to call them. I call them winners.
Mm-hmm. They're all talking about the brotherhood. And you know, you kind of, there's a part of you that want to kind of make fun of it, but it seems like it's real. Like, they all believe in each other. It seems like this team has the best chemistry since back when you boys played.
Well, that's what you have to win in order for it to be real.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard the chirping and all that in the past, and they're in last place every year. It doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But now you see it, and it starts when the guy who's gets the most pub, is not a jackass.
Right.
Quarterback's a gentleman. He's a nice guy. And he happens to be a freak on the field.
Hmm.
And people aren't blowing their mind. How much social media do you hear about now with these guys?
Mm-hmm.
It's not about me. It's about the team. And it's just, wow. And I listen to you guys, to your callers, and listen to now how many first-timers.
Yeah.
And listen to people, grown-ass men, calling, spilling their guts.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy. We had a guy on a post-game show, 2 weeks ago, a vet calling, crying, tears.
Mm.
That's the emotional breakdown that this team has on our community.
It has a massive impact.
Real.
It has a massive impact. Doc, you know it. You lived it. We haven't had it really here in decades. But people now, you know, I'm a huge fan. I was embarrassed to wear the gear for like 20 years. People are wearing their gear now. They're, you know, they want to ask you on the street all the time. And it's all positive. It's not negative. It's a different era, man. That's one guy can make all that difference, can't he?
Absolutely. But it's not just one guy. Now, don't forget. Yeah. I mean, you got to give it starts from the top and the architecture of this program.
Mm-hmm.
How it started, and that's where you got to go to ownership. And then getting a general manager, a legitimate one, and a legitimate head coach, and a legitimate defensive coordinator, and an offensive coordinator. Kingsbury, the question is, and this would be a good thing to happen,
mm-hmm.
how do you keep people?
Yeah.
The way this thing is going. You're talking about a feeding frenzy. Not only do you have players throughout the league that want to be a part of this, how about owners that are saying, well, I got to get me some of that?
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many teams will be looking for coaches in the offseason? A handful, right? And maybe they're looking at Kingsbury.
There's two in the division that might be looking at head coaches in Dallas and the Giants.
And they may go, look what Kingsbury's done with this offense. All right, let's go talk to him.
Yep.
Right, Doc?
Yeah, but that's all good news for us because they won't leave until it's successful. And we'll take the success, again, week to week. And now we're just getting to the thick of it, and it's a beautiful thing this week. And our fan base love them to death, the way they travel, the way they support. And the biggest challenge of the year comes up for them this week because the mighty black and gold, they invade our zip code this week. And so everybody's going to be challenged.
Yeah.
Not only are the players going to be challenged, but all of us will be challenged because nobody travels like these people.
Yeah.
And them flag towels, they'll be out, and it's going to be real. Can't wait.
Yep. All right, Doc, good stuff as always. That's the
Hey, man,
legendary.
You guys are the best, man. Keep doing it. Bish, hang in there, man. I pray for you every night, man. Every night.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I think it's just praying for your 8 hours of sleep every night.
Oh.
I just want you to get that beauty rest. Yeah. That's what I'm assuming.
That's my goal.
It is.
Thank you, Doc. Appreciate it, buddy.
I just want to find out. What is he praying for?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Why is he praying
for me? Maybe because you're not a fan?
Oh.
Maybe because, I don't know. I mean, there is a growing resentment amongst Skins fans for Drabby, like just making a mockery of our picks now, and because his record is so poor, I guess he feels like he has to pick.
I do like his bit. Though. I like the bit when it's everybody's picked the Commanders and Drab's picking the Giants to win 3-0.
3-0.
It makes me laugh.
Yeah, but he's taking it not seriously at all.
While we're all zagging, he's trying to make a comeback, and he's not.
Well, it's okay to pick the Giants.
To be fair, I've been making a mockery of it since the first week. I never signed up for these predictions and us to be held to the fire about them, and they mean everything.
I
know. Somebody just start doing them, and now every week it's just like attack the person in last week, in last place.
Yeah.
So maybe I will just make a mockery of it.
It's fine.
Or eliminate me. I'd be ecstatic if you would just cross my name out and eliminate me and get me off that dumb graphic.
Two weeks ago, Drab picked the Commanders to win 99-0.
Yeah,
I don't understand. Why is he being crushed for picking the Giants?
It's not that he's being crushed for picking the Giants. It's for making a mockery of it. That's all.
Well, let me ask you. If I'm in last place, why would I pick the same game team that everyone else is picking?
I don't have a problem with you picking the Giants. The 3-0 is just... That's
you act
the
like the score matters.
Hey, Drab. Mock away.
Yeah. This core man.
It's a free country.
It's true.
You have the
score
freedom.
Doesn't matter.
You have the freedom to mock whatever you want.
Okay.
Are there bonus points for getting closest to the score right?
No.
I don't believe so.
No. I'm just going to remember that next time.
You're a genius. You're a genius this year. Hello? I was the genius last year. You can't be a genius every year. It's hard to do that. Everybody last year said the Commanders were winning 8-9 games. I said 5 wins.
Mm-hmm.
I was the genius last year. Mm-hmm. It's hard to go back to back.
Are you?
Everybody's coming for the king.
We're rebuilding.
Here it comes.
Are you willing?
No.
Hey, this is actually a record late in the show asking for.
I mean, I'm just curious.
He's good. The team is great. It's more than just the quarterback. JP says at 6:09 this morning, the quarterback's the only thing that matters. No, Kingsbury's a genius. Quinn is awesome. By the way, wanted them to hire him from the get-go.
I don't think I said the quarterback's the only thing that matters.
I think you definitely said that.
It's the most important thing.
We'll go back and play the audio.
Everybody can agree on that.
You go, it's the quarterback.
He's the only guy that matters, somebody said.
Kingsbury's a genius. Everybody wanted to fire Kingsbury because of the motion in preseason. He's a genius. Quinn's awesome. Great leader. Jaden's very good.
Hey,
I'm ecstatic for Commander fans.
The owner, remember, yeah.
But you don't think he's the guy, though?
He's your guy. He's great. He's your guy.
He's our guy for 10 years.
Daniel Jones has been the quarterback for 10 years in New York. He sucks.
Yeah, but he's not Daniel Jones. He's better than Daniel Jones.
He's better than Daniel Jones. Yeah. I'm glad he's your guy.
Is he a top five quarterback in the NFL?
No.
Top 10?
I think he might be approaching that right now.
He might be approaching top 10?
You're poking holes.
He's not
going to
give
compliments.
In. He's not going
to
give
what
in.
Do you want? You want me to say he's going to be dominant for next 20 years?
No, I don't. I just want you to say he's the guy.
This all started because you said, say he's elite. That's what it was. He's special and elite. You wanted me to say
he's special.
All right. I'm reserving judgment on special.
All right.
Can't be much reservations left.
Huh?
Can't have many reservations left. He's reserving judgment.
I mean, I don't know. I guess.
Well, again.
Things can change.
Sure. I'm happy he's your guy. I'm happy. The billion people are listening to the radio station today. That makes me happy. That's our job. Get people to listen.
But you don't really believe in him as like sort of a long-term solution.
Yes. Yes, he's your long-term solution. Is he Patrick Mahomes, Eric? I don't know. I don't think so.
I never said he was Patrick Mahomes.
I don't think he's Patrick Mahomes. That's what you want me to say.
Better than Patrick Mahomes.
This year he's better than him.
All right, put that on there. Kate thinks he's better than Patrick.
Well,
write that in stone.
I just said,
he's wrong, mock him.
I just said he's special. I just want you to say he's special.
Hey, he's trying to mock a fellow Commander.
He woke up on the wrong. Drabby woke up on the wrong side of the bed because Geno sucked last night. And he got sacked the whole time.
Well, that's not Geno's fault.
I know. He got sacked seven times, and he threw three picks, and he's
Geno's
bitter.
Geno's leading the NFL in passing yards by a mile.
I know, but you woke up on the wrong side of the bed because your boys lost.
Well, he threw two interceptions inside the 10-yard line. Of course I'm Rick.
See? I told you.
And I got these dumb HTTR guys. HTTR and bio, block.
Block.
No, don't tweet me.
What are they doing?
They look at dumb JP's graphic, and they see that I picked the Giants, and they just attack.
They tweak you.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Tweakers.
Fine.
My graphic.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Like Mars doing the graphic.
You forced him at gunpoint, yeah. Believe me. I know. He's texting me. Oh, God, I got to get this done for JP.
We've been doing it for a couple years.
Please give me a pick.
Yeah, and give me a score.
Yeah. Rick Cahill.
That's how I feel when we do our preseason, like the playoff picks and all that, and Super Bowl, and I want to blow my brains out. That's how I feel.
All right, we got to take a break. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.